This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello and welcome to St. Teresa's School Term 1 Live Wires on Arrow FM 92.7. I'm Lockie.
And I'm Emily Jane.
Hey, you know how we are Year 8s?
Yeah.
That means we are the leaders of the school, right?
Absolutely. We get to have so many leadership opportunities this year. Have you been enjoying being a Year 8 so far?
Yes, of course. We have already started the year off with a blast. We have been talking about lots of that in our show.
Yeah, so what are we doing in LiveWires this time?
We have the usuals. An amazing rap, a story by Honey Rose and Riley, world sport told by me and Etienne. We also have a catch-up on what's been happening around our school, an interview at swimming sports, and much, much more.
Well, that sounds exciting. Let's begin.
You are getting ahead of yourself. What are we starting with?
Oh, sorry. First, we have you and Etienne with all the sports around the world.
Yes, I get to start. Hi, my name is Lockie.
And my name is Etienne.
What are we doing again?
You just introduced what we were doing.
My bad.
Now, let's talk about the sports.
Let's talk about the All Whites game against Fiji in the semi-final in the World Cup qualification matches in Wellington.
Yes.
We went together.
Yes, the score was 7-0 to New Zealand.
New Zealand won by so much, and it was such an exciting game to watch.
That game kept me on my toes.
Especially the goal that Chris Wood scored from New Zealand.
Yeah, that was an epic goal.
And he got a hat trick!
Indeed, he did. If Chris Wood could, Chris Wood would.
And then there was the final in the World Cup qualifying. There were New Zealand playing against New Caledonia.
That was nail-biting.
New Zealand took so long to score their first goal, but eventually won by 3-0. An epic win in the end.
This will be the only third time that New Zealand has got into the finals, but this was by far the easiest path because another group has been created, so there will be more groups at the final. Easier to get there, but not easy to win the World Cup. Hey, more teams just means more wins. Go the All Whites.
Enough about football for now. Did you watch the National New Zealand Athletics competition?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Well, you should.
Okay then, who won the shot put men's final?
Too easy, Tom Walsh.
Okay then, who won high jump?
I don't know.
So you only watched the shot put?
Yeah, you got me.
Okay, I guess I'll tell you the answer. The answer is Hamish Kerr.
Okay, real quick question, who is he?
He's the Olympic champion in high jump.
Cool.
Yeah, it is really good for the New Zealand reputation.
I bet it is. Awesome.
Are there any other sports?
Probably.
Yeah, but what?
I don't know.
Wait, did you watch the 1500?
No, was it a good race?
It was a tie, like the same milliseconds, and it was a 15-year-old who tied. If only that was me.
Wow.
His name was Sam Ruth, and he tied with another Sam, named Sam Tanner.
That's amazing. What are the chances?
Maybe a very slim chance.
Yeah, I agree.
Imagine if we tied in our school cross country next term.
That'd be crazy.
Yes, I wish that could happen, so we could brag about winning.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
It'd be like me and Oscar bragging about our gold medals that we got at Wellington Athletics Champs.
Wait, you got gold? Cool.
I also got a gold at the Colgate Athletics Games in the speed walking race.
Stop bragging. And also, there were no other people in your race.
There were three people counting me.
And they all got disqualified.
I don't care. A gold medal is a gold medal.
Yeah, fair enough.
Is there any other sport around the world?
What about the cricket?
Yes, we can't miss that. AKA Miss Lark won't let us miss that one.
Gosh, the T20 matches have been amazing.
Yes, the Black Caps won the last match against Pakistan by 8 wickets.
That's a lot to win by.
But what about the women?
Sadly, they lost by 8 runs to Australia.
Yeah, they dropped Georgia Vol 5 times. She ended up scoring 75 runs off 57 balls.
Yes, we should have won that. But with a knock like that after so many chances, things would have been very different. If she had been caught the first time or the second time or the third time.
Okay. I think the listeners get the point. Miss Lark is very sore about the cricket. Right, I think it's a time for us to wrap this up.
I think so too. Back to you, MCs.
Gosh, there is always a lot of sport going around in the world. How do you choose what to talk about, Lockie?
Well, I guess we just talk about the bits that we are interested in and what our teacher is into.
Yeah, I have heard Mrs. Lark chatting with the others about cricket, so I know that is one of her additions here.
Ha, yep.
Alongside all of that, I've already forgotten what that was. See, no interest. We have already had our swimming sports. We have recently had our swimming sports.
Oh, yeah. And something really funny happened. And it wasn't just Michael forgetting his togs.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you doing right now?
I'm walking backwards.
Where are you walking backwards to?
To the pool.
Why are you going to the pool, Michael?
Because this... to watch people swim.
Why aren't you swimming yourself, Michael?
I forgot my togs.
Oh no. Dun dun dun.
Hi, my name is Lockie.
And my name is Etienne.
Aren't we meant to be at the pool interviewing people?
Yeah.
Wait, but we are still at school.
Yes, we better get our skates on.
We're here. We're going to watch the race.
Look, they're at the marshalling area.
Yes, they are.
They're moving to the starting line.
They're about to start.
Yes, they are. Everyone quiet. And they're off. Yep. Andrew is in there and says, who is that?
Oh, that is Elsie and Jeanette. Oh, and who can tell when they are in the water?
True that.
Oh no, someone's sinking.
No.
I have to save them.
No, look.
I've got you. What happened, Sinet?
How did you sink? I don't know, I just sunk.
Well, how do you just sink? Swimming is in your blood.
I think I just like I don't know, I just sunk.
So you don't know? Strange.
I am glad Lockie acted so quickly and was able to save you, Sinet.
Yeah, I acted without thinking for my own safety. Just because I can stand on the bottom of the pool doesn't mean that my life didn't flash before my eyes. I mean, it was like I was reliving everything I had ever done and every achievement that I ever had and all those things I'm yet to do, like skydiving, bungee jumping, and earning my first $1 million.
Lockie?
Yeah?
You were a rescuer, or not the rescuee.
Yeah, I guess my life was never in danger.
Are you okay, Sinet? Any lasting damage?
No, I don't think.
That is good.
Yes, very good.
Wait, the race is finished.
No, I missed it.
We missed it.
Yes, that's what I meant. But I just forgot.
Sure, buddy.
What about Max?
Haha, yes, he's such a comedian.
Swimming in a pattern, one side to another.
We have predicted the future.
So what do we do now? Because we just interviewed Sinet because he sunk.
I still don't know.
This looks like we mucked up this interview. Back to you, MCs, and the show.
Yes, back to you, MCs.
Thank you, Etienne. I need a break, Emily Jane. All that talking has made my throat sore. Can we have a song?
I'm not surprised, and yes, absolutely we can have a song.
Faithful.
So what song are we playing?
For my first song, I will play is a song called Feels, made by Katy Perry and Calvin Harris. It has over 64 million monthly listeners on Spotify. I think that will get us all grooving and enthusiastic for the rest of the show. Hit it, DJ, I mean me.
Faithful, welcome back to St. Teresa's Term 1 Livewire's RFM 92.7.
We now have a wonderful but disturbing story told by Honey Rose and Riley.
This is a regular on our show and has often provoked spine-chilling sensations in all listeners.
You have been warned.
Let's kick things off.
I'm just going to go chill while they read the story.
Chill may not be the adjective you use at the end. Off you go, guys.
The moving boxes made a big mountain on her new living room floor. Lucy was only 20, moving to the Gold Coast by herself. After an hour or two of unboxing, Lucy was absolutely exhausted and needed a break from all this chaos. She then sat on her new couch with her favourite takeaway item, butter chicken.
After she had finished eating, she watched the news like she did every night. But this time, the breaking news was on. It said to check your windows are shut and doors are locked as there were recent break-ins in Brisbane. The unknown person had escaped to the Gold Coast where Lucy had just moved.
Lucy was curious and also lived in awe, with no words to spare. She did exactly what the news had said. She went back to her new flash couch to process what she had just heard. Before she knew it, she was half asleep. She walked up the stairs to her small but cozy bedroom and got in her bed. After a long day, it felt like the comfiest thing in the world.
She was almost asleep when she heard a noise from up above her. It made her spine jerk like a jolt of electricity. She knew she had to investigate, so she got her phone, walked out her room, and walked up the hallway to have a peek. She knew she was just over-exaggerating and it was probably just a raccoon or a small mouse. She pulled the string and watched the metal stairs fold down.
Once they were all the way, she turned her phone light on and crept slowly up the ladder. With her phone torch, she slowly investigated the small room. It was dusty, dark, and creepy. Nothing caught her eye, only white sheets over old furniture. She knew it was just a small creature, so she went back to her bed and caught some Z's.
The night had gone and morning had come. Lucy's alarm clock went at exactly 6 because she had another busy day as she was starting her first job as a junior accountant. Lucy was excited, even though it wasn't her dream job. She got out of bed, had a shower, got changed, and brushed her teeth, then went downstairs for breakfast.
While Lucy was eating her breakfast, she had noticed dents in the carpet from where the couch was last night. Lucy knew the couch had obviously been moved, but how? Couches don't just get up and walk around. Something was off. Or maybe she bumped into it yesterday and it just moved a big chunk? Oh well, Lucy thought in her head. She wasn't going to let anything bother her, since she needed absolutely no distractions.
Lucy looked at her watch and it was almost 8 o'clock. She had to leave now since that's when her work started. Lucy grabbed her keys and bolted out the door, forgetting to lock it. Nothing came to her mind while she was getting in her Mini Cooper except be on time.
Lucy arrived at her work feeling so rushed. She realised she was late though as soon as her boss came up to her and said this. "Well, well, well, Lucy. It's your first day and you're late. Please be on time tomorrow." The problem is, Lucy's boss had no idea what was about to happen.
After a long day at work, Lucy was so excited to be home, and within 5 seconds, she was in her PJs on the couch drinking juice. She was so tired that at 7:30, it was lights out. She was in her bed rethinking what happened at work. Lucy was so stressed, and it was only going to get worse from this point.
But as she was almost asleep, something woke her up again. It was the noise. This was beginning to be a problem. But once again, she grabbed her phone and walked down the hallway to open the basement. She watched the metal stairs fall down, and she crawled up them. She turned her phone light on and looked around.
This time she felt a weird sense of unsafeness, like someone was watching her. But little did she know, someone was. She couldn't bear it anymore, so she went back to her room, put her earmuffs on and tried to go back to sleep. But then, she heard the attic door open. At this point, her heart was pounding so much she called 111. It was too late.
She saw a big, tall shadow outside her door, and finally the person reached her room. It was so dark she couldn't figure out who he was, but before she could even scream, her mouth was covered. The man took her away in his black long van. The cops and an ambulance had arrived. But Lucy was gone. No trace, no clues, just gone. And from that day on, Lucy was never to be seen or mentioned again. ...
Wow, that story was, disturbing. I wonder if Lucy is okay.
Probably not. What's the bet she's dead, though?
Probably 10 cents.
Really? Only 10 cents? I bet at least $2. Anyway, what do we have coming up next?
Oh, it's an update on our school renovations. Okay, let's pass it to the ones who are talking about that.
Oh, hey, again, it's Riley. I guess I'm back from the story. Anyway, I'll have some help from Faithful and Emily Jane as soon as I can find them. Hello?
Oh, sorry, Riley. I finally found you. Oh, wait, where's Emily Jane?
I'm here. I couldn't find you guys.
Oh, but I was looking for you.
Oh, you were? Well, we're here now.
I guess we're all lost in the new buildings.
Anyway, I think we should get to the point. I'm Riley, and I'm here with...
me, Faithful.
And me, Emily Jane.
And we are talking about... oh, I've forgotten.
I haven't. We're talking about the renovations happening at our school.
Oh, right. That sounds fun.
Yay! Wait, you mean the renovation in Topher and Eco and the library that will soon be the junior block?
Yep. Well, what do you guys know about the update on the construction?
Well, currently... no, wait, never mind.
Well, I've seen inside of the building a little bit. It looks so good, and there is so much storage, and strangely a lot of doors as well.
Oh, wait, actually, I do know something. I saw them put TVs in there, as well as really, really cool whiteboards.
The classroom essentials. That sounds great.
There's new carpet on the floors.
New Ortex on the walls.
A new sink in the wet floor area.
And lots of sliding doors to separate and connect the spaces. Exciting.
And of course we can't forget that the front of the school has been renovated as well.
Oh yeah, it looks so good. Thanks to the builders, plumbers, carpet layers, and more.
Well, the renovations have been going on for quite a while now.
Yeah, I wonder when they're going to stop.
Wasn't there something about Term 2? Scrap that. They were supposed to be finished on the 26th of March.
Really? Then why are they still working on the buildings?
Well, all I know is when we come back to school in Term 2, the school will be normal again, aka functioning in the new spaces. The one thing that is definitely not going to change is our awesome classroom.
Yay! Wish we could, well, sort of. I do like the idea that we are going to be all on our own side of the school once everyone moves. Anyway, I think that it's for the school renovation.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, back to you, MCs.
Riley and crew, you sure are right, Emily Jane. The renovations have been going on for quite a while now, but it all looks really good.
It sure does. I can't wait for it to all be over, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's been a while since we've had a song. Do you think we should have one now?
You're right. We should. Faithful, it's your turn.
That's me, guys. Well, my second song that I will be playing is going to be From the Start by Lofi. It was released in 2023, and I imagine it will get you swaying. I always feel like my shoulders start jumping at this one.
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? Me and you and awkward silence. Don't you dare look at me that way. I don't need reminders of how you don't feel the same. Oh, the burning pain, listening to you heart bump out some new soulmate. She's so perfect, blah, blah, blah. Oh, how I wish you'll wake up one day. Run to me, confess your love, at least just let me say that when I talk to you, oh, Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you from the start. What's a girl to do? Lying on my bed, staring into the blue. Unrequited, terrifying. Love is driving me a bit insane. Have to get this off my chest. I'm telling you today that when I talk to you, oh, Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you from the start. Confess I loved you, just thinking of you.
Welcome back to St. Teresa's Term 1 Livewire's RFM 92.7.
Yes, welcome back.
Didn't you enjoy that song?
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, the artist is a bit Sigma. Well, I know that we have some keen people that went to talk about camp.
Camp was pretty, what did you say, Sigma?
Yeah, it was pretty Sigma. Take it away, camp crew.
Kia ora, it's me, Anika.
Hello, my name's Danny.
Hey, I'm Faithful.
What's up, and I'm Amelia.
Welcome. We are going to be talking about our Year 7 and 8 camp this year at Camp Kaitoki.
Honestly, I'm excited to talk about camp. Aren't you excited, Faithful?
Yes, I'm so excited. We had so much fun, I hardly remember what we did.
Are you sure, Faithful?
You're right. I lied.
Well, anyways, let's get on board and talk about some activities we did. Danny, kick us off.
All right, in week 3, we went to an amazing camp called Camp Kaitoki Outdoor Education Center, where we used teamwork to complete complex and hard challenges.
They weren't even that hard.
The activities we did were rock climbing, kayaking, sheltered building, air rifles, campfire, the challenge course, the night scavenger hunt, and the giant swing.
Well, I liked rock climbing. It was pretty fun in my opinion. What was one of your favorite activities?
I liked kayaking.
Kayaking was fun. Personally, getting wet wasn't my favourite part of that activity, but it was fun.
I also liked the giant swing. It was honestly mid though.
I hated the giant swing. It was too high up.
I got stuck up in the air, but it was fun either way.
My favourite activity was these three. Rock climbing was fun, the giant swing was cool, and last but not least, my favourite was the campfire with some scary stories. Totally scary.
Hey, mine was scarier than yours. Yours was just about a lady and the news. Boring.
Sure, Faithful. Slender Man was more scarier than Boogeyman.
They were so bad, it was hilarious.
Like you can do better, Danny.
Yo, real.
Quiet, Faithful.
Poor Danny. The scarier part was the fact that Faithful and I heard noises by the trees. She kept saying it was Slender Man.
You guys are weird.
Oh, guys, who was in your cabins?
Riley, Honeyrose, and Tessa were in my cabin.
I had Anika, Emily Jane, and Danny.
You guys were non-stop talking, especially you, Anika.
Anika, remember when you came in my room and were doing that weird dance?
Yes, that was my favourite part.
Guys, let's tell the listeners about the delicious food.
Okay, Danny, calm down about food.
Hey!
It's true. You ate like 4 plates of fettuccine.
Would have been better if I had tomato sauce.
Nah, what? Oh yeah, we also had nachos, bread, pudding, and scones.
Don't forget the butter with the scones.
Hey, you guys remember when Anika had bread pudding with custard and tomato sauce? That was so yuck, as if I could never.
Anika, you are not normal.
You are not human, Anika.
She even had tomato sauce with nachos. Now that's crazy.
Okay. It does sound a little weird now that I think of it, but you guys are not normal for not trying it. Even Miss Lark said she would have tomato sauce on nachos.
Yeah, whatever.
On another subject, I enjoyed the massive gymnasium they had.
Do you remember the living room we were allowed to go in? Wait, I have a joke.
Okay.
What part of a house can ghosts not live in?
A kitchen?
No, a living room.
Ha ha! Very funny.
Danny, you are so smart.
Was that sarcasm?
Yes, Danny, it was.
Hey, I'm not good with jokes, you know.
But anyways, yes, of course. I could never forget the living room with the pool.
They had a swimming pool in the living room. How did I miss that?
No, a pool table, not a swimming pool. And then there was a cat. Boots.
Guys, Boots was so cute. She kept purring when I pet her, and she was rubbing her fur against me. So cute.
I liked Boots. She was so cute.
I remember when she was scratching and meowing on my cabin door, crying to come in.
I so wanted to let Boots in, but Miss Daly said we couldn't.
Yeah, that said you couldn't let her in. She would have been so cuddly.
Boots went in Miss Lark's cabin, apparently accidentally. But anyway, the field at Kaitoki was huge.
You could fit like 20 vans on the field.
That's pretty big.
Remember our amazing instructors?
Yes, they were so kind to all of us at camp. They were just chill guys and girls.
Is that everything about camp?
No, but let's wrap up here.
All right then, let's pass the mic to our favorite DJ, Faithful. Wait, never mind. It's not time for a song. So we'll pass it on to the MCs.
Yes, camp was so fun. Right, Lockie?
Yeah, it totally was.
What was your favorite part? Mine was the giant swing.
Yes, now that was fun. My favourite was the kayaking.
Don't forget the scavenger hunt.
How could I not?
Who was in your cabin?
Tyler, Essien, Chris, Sinet and me. We were the loudest cabin by far.
We could hear you from a mile away.
Yeah, right.
We're getting off track. Isn't Wairongamai about to sing a song?
Yes, Wairongamai is doing a song. It is called Pucky Pucky.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you all?
Good.
Are you ready to sing us a song?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Pucky, 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 pucky,
That was so good. Thanks, Wai Lung Mai. You sounded amazing.
So now, we have come to the section of our show where we recap our school celebration.
We celebrated the 70th anniversary of our school being run from this site on Tuesday, 18th of March.
It was a great celebration day with lots of old-timey games, photos and fun dress-ups. Riley and I have some information of the early days of our school. Listen up. Take it away, Riley.
We would now like to let you in on a few of our school secrets and take you on a journey through time back 80 years to 1944. No, I did not say the wrong date. We need to go back a full 11 years before the first lessons were held here to get to the beginning of the story.
Father McGlone had a vision of starting a convent school in Featherston. He hunted the town for the perfect spot, worrying that all of the land was going to be grabbed up for housing developments after World War II. When he spied this beautiful piece of land, a two-acre paddock owned by the Guillemette Company who no longer needed it, he knew he had to buy it. But they didn't want to sell the land to a church. But don't worry, McGlone enlisted the help of a friend of the church, Alex McLeod. He negotiated the purchase of the land, which was bought in October 1945, with Father McGlone paying for it initially himself. The church then had a lot of fundraising to do to pay him back, then save up for the new school building. This, of course, caused mega delays before anything happened on the site.
Enter Father Walsh. He was super keen on the school project and immediately got on board. He put the church into more debt by buying a neighbouring property to the school paddock, which had a small cottage on it, and approached the Brigidine nuns living in Carterton to get them to agree to teach at the school once it was up and running. Fast forward another 9 years, everyone was sick of waiting. There were so many hold-ups with the building due to shortages of materials, contractors, diggers, etc., etc., etc. It was very frustrating.
So, despite not having their new buildings yet, St. Teresa's School finally started lessons on the 4th of February 1954. But not on these grounds. The school had 40 students from Featherston and Martinborough and was run in the old Featherston School building, which was at that point on Auction Mart and is now where the Matthews Flats are. There was originally two classes. The juniors were taught by Mother Christopher inside the old Auction Mart building, and the older ones were taught in a three-walled shed out the back by Mother Ephraim. As you can imagine, these were not ideal circumstances, and spaces were both cold and drafty. But it wasn't all that bad. Catherine Harmon remembered getting a flash new blue pencil sharpener that was attached to the wall. Everyone said a prayer of thanks that day for the new fancy gadget. So apart from the pencil sharpener, things sound a little duller, but don't worry. They did not have to be there for years and years, just a year and a bit.
That's right. Ground was finally broken, and the building started on 25th May 1954. The hope was that the school would be able to move into the new buildings when the new school year started in 1955. This was not to be the case because of even more delays. More disappointment. So it was 70 years ago that the 63 students of St. Teresa's School packed up their belongings and chairs, yes, chairs, and carried them to the shiny, brand new school. There was a cloak bay at the end where the offices are now.
The new building was so flash for a new school in 1955. It had polished wooden floors, new desks, a new big cloakroom, toilets and a staff room for the nuns. It also had a lovely big fence around a large playing area, which was quite a novel idea from where the school had started. A few years after the move, the tennis courts were asphalted. Now that was something. This meant that St. T's could hold basketball games against the other Featherston schools, as well as St. Mary's. John Hodder remembers playing lots of sports against the other schools. Some of these were cricket, long ball, athletics and running, and rounders. Most of these games were harmless fun, apart from the time that Prue Moore stood too close to the batsman during a game of rounders and had two of her teeth knocked out. There was blood everywhere.
When talking about games, you can't go past the game of marbles. The early students used to love playing this and used to play for keeps. In other words, what you won, you kept. The 1st of May was a special marbles day.
Listen to this.
The nuns were normally quite strict, but this was the one day that you could steal other people's marbles without being told off. It was legal, but just for that one day, it was called Smuggler's Day.
So, speaking of the nuns, John Hodder remembers them fondly. He describes the nuns as dedicated to teaching and their students. The punishment back in those days was the strap, which the nuns were not scared to dish out. All of the students knew what the rules were and what was expected of them, and when they deliberately disobeyed these, they also knew what the punishment would be. According to Vin Beckett, Mother Ephraim was the strictest. Now, we can't talk about the nuns teaching at our school without talking about Bonnie, the Austin A30 that they learned to drive.
This takes us back to the nuns having to travel from Carterton each day. In the beginning, parents were rostered on to go and pick them up and drop them home again. This was a real pain, and so it was decided that they were going to get a car and learn to drive themselves. Now, Bonnie was not a reliable car by any means. She kept overheating and stopping on the journey from Carterton. Vin Beckett remembered there being many funny times while he taught the nuns to drive. Mother Christopher backed into the gates at the old Greytown Hospital. And then there was the speeding. Enough said about that.
Father Buist was the parish priest at St. Teresa's in 1955. Father Wall, however, was a priest many ex-students remembered fondly. He was a Māori missionary priest who would visit 2 to 3 times a year. Father Wall was an amateur boxer and used to bring his boxing gloves when he visited the school. He would challenge the boys to a boxing match with the girls, and which the girls all loved watching and cheering on. He also played rugby with the boys, a really good male figure for everyone to look up to. There were so many more stories and facts that we could share with you today, but we have come to the end of our time. We would not be able to really finish it here, though, without showing some of the parts of our old uniform as modelled by Stella.
Emily Jane, you know they can't see Stella, right? Yeah, and before we finish, we have to talk about the stories of the... Emily Jane, you know what to do.
Yes, yes. So, the popularity of the school grew rapidly over the first few years, and in 1959, the old cottage was turned into a classroom, a house which possessed many problems. They took most of the inside walls out to make enough space for the children, but that didn't make it any warmer in winter or any cooler in summer. With the windows stuck closed, there was such a slope in the floor that if you dropped your pencil, it would promptly roll off into the corner. And then there were the little surprises you would sometimes find on your desk.
Rats! Yes, there were rats everywhere in this little building. The rats were in the kitchen, the back room, and the cloak bay as well. Lay teacher Pat Flynn remembered being called over by a student at the end of the day tidy up to be told that there was a rat in the girl's desk. Mrs. Flynn then got a couple of boys to take the desk outside to get rid of the rat.
But that was just one. A couple of days later, the same thing happened in a different desk. Ah! Well, what could they do? They had to set traps everywhere. And traps they set. They eventually got the rat issue under control. Or did they?
Wow, that was so interesting.
Yes, it sure was. The history of our school is so interesting. And how would you react if you saw a rat in your pencil case?
I would probably manhandle it because I'm just Sigma. Hey, Emily Jane. I don't think we can keep Faithful waiting.
Oh, yeah. I think she wants to play a song. Take it away, Faithful.
For my last song, I will be playing Headlock. This song is made by Imogen Heap. She has 17 million monthly listeners. I hope that you add this to your Spotify playlist. Enjoy the song.
Distant flickering, green as scenery, the spirit is bringing it all back again. Great adventures, faces in condensation, I'm going outside to take it all in. You say too late to start, got your heart in a headlock. I don't believe any of it. You say too late to start with your heart in a headlock. You know you're better than this. Wear a different pair,
just something out of step. Throw a stranger an unexpected smile with big intention. Still posted at your station, always on about the day it should have flown. You're so teenage star, got your heart in a halo.
Welcome back to St. Teresa's Tome 1 LiveWire's Arrow FM 92.7.
I know, right, I'm for sure going to add that to my playlist.
Well, anyways, me and Faithful want to talk about upcoming events now, so bye. Wait, before I go, do you reckon I can have a little nap?
Yeah, sure. Well, while you do that, we can pass to Faithful, though.
Hey, so Emily Jane, I'm pretty sure we have to talk about some upcoming events.
Emily Jane, are you there?
Oh, she's having a little nap. It seems I'm going to have to do this, the intro, by myself. Unless Emily Jane wakes up. Wake up!
Oh, sorry, Faithful, what are we doing?
Well, if you were awake, you would know. But I guess I'll tell you. It's upcoming events.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. My bad.
Okay, well, let's get started. I just remembered, in term two, we are starting cross country. Danny is so cooked.
Why am I cooked?
Because last time, you walked.
Okay, fair enough, but that doesn't mean I'll walk this time.
Am I cooked?
Nah, I don't think so, eh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, speaking of running, we have softball next week.
Yeah, we do, but I am really not good at softball.
Oh yeah, same, but I'm going to the tournament because Riley is going and I don't want her to be alone.
Oh yeah, that's nice of you, Faithful.
Yeah, Emily Jane.
Faithful, you know how we talked about camp earlier?
Yeah, what about it?
We have another overnight stay.
Oh yeah, wait, where and when exactly?
It's at Pukaha in Mount Bruce in term two.
Oh, that sounds fun. Emily Jane, guess what?
What?
We're doing a nighttime bushwalk through the forest. I'm going to be so scared. What if we see Slender Man?
Oh, Faithful, don't be silly. Slender Man doesn't exist.
Are you sure? What if I'm Slender Man?
Then I'm cooked.
Oh, don't worry, Emily Jane. I won't get you. I might get Riley or Anika. I've just been planning that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Wait, Emily Jane, did you know that Easter is coming? Also, Emily Jane, did you get the Easter raffles done?
Yes, I have actually got the Easter raffle sorted. Have you?
I think so. I'm probably going to ask my dad if he did.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I just realised it's already near the end of the term.
Oh, my days.
I know, right? I really think that we should pass it out onto the MCs, also known as Lockie and Emily Jane. So, bye for now.
We've got some fun upcoming events, haven't we?
We have, although I'm still not looking forward to softball.
Why? Softballs are great.
I hate it, and plus I'm really bad at it.
Oh well, it's still a good sport.
Anyway, up next we have our famous rap.
You mean infamous?
Yeah, I probably do.
Right, Anika, step up to the microphone and kick us off.
Yo, check the mic. 1, 2, it's the Kiwi crew. Aotearoa coming straight at you. World Cup fever, grip tight, ain't no room for slack. Got the silver fern and ain't no turning back. From Auckland to Christchurch, the nation's on the rise. Dreaming of the trophy reflected in our eyes. Yeah, we might be small, but our spirit's 10 feet tall. Gonna give it our all, answering the call. New Zealand in the World Cup, hear the haka roar. Battling on the pitch, given much more. Underdog story, yeah, we heard all before, but we're climbing to the top, knocking down the door.
Pass the ball slick, the defence looking tight. Midfield engine humming, playing with all our might. Strikers on the prowl, ready to make the score. Hear the Kiwi chant echoing to the core. Opponents underestimate, that's a fatal flaw, cause we fight till the whistle, obeying every law of the beautiful game, played with passion and with pride. Kia kaha, New Zealand, standing side by side.
New Zealand in the World Cup, hear the haka roar. Battling on the pitch, given much more. Underdog story, yeah, we heard it all before, but we climbing to the top, knocking down the door. Forget the critics, let the doubters stay asleep. We focused on the goal, secrets we will keep. Strategize and execute, that's the winning key. New Zealand football making history.
New Zealand in the World Cup, hear the haka roar. Failing on the pitch, giving them some more. Underdog story, yeah, we heard it all before, but we climbing to the top, knocking down the door.
Yeah, kia kaha, Andy, let's go. We're in the World Cup, let the whole world roll. We're in the World Cup, we'll just rise and glow. New Zealand represents, let the spirit flow.
Wow, that was a good rap.
Yes, I bet if I did it, it would be 100 times better.
Yeah, right. It would probably be worse.
Actually, come to think of it, yes, it would be worse.
Exactly.
Well, if we were to do a writing competition, I would win.
Yes, I suppose.
Well, I guess everyone has their strengths and their weakness.
For instance, my strength is sport, and sport is your weakness. All right then, enough is enough. I guess we should finish.
Yes, I agree.
Again, this is St. Teresa's School Livewires, Term 1, and you have been listening to Arrow FM 92.7. You can listen to the podcast of our show again on the Arrow FM website.
We really hope you enjoyed it. Did you hear the birds in the background? Man, they were noisy.
Until next time.
Bye.